From Topcast in London, this is the Africa Week. Today is Friday, the 5th of April. Here's Topcast's top pick of stories in Africa this week. The DRC announced its first ever female prime minister this week, a boost for women's visibility in public office in Africa. Judith Suminwa's appointment may bring some political stability to the country, but President Felix Tshisekedi still faces serious security and economic challenges since his re-election in January. Uganda's Anti-Homosexuality Act unanimously survived a challenge this week in the country's constitutional court. The law, one of the most repressive in the world, can hand down life sentences for those found to be in a consensual homosexual relationship, and even the death penalty for what it calls aggravated homosexuality. Activists are worried that this will mean more homophobic attacks in Uganda. Others are alarmed about what this means for aid promised to the country. Climate scientists are pointing this week to southern Africa. Cyclones and tropical storms arrived in Madagascar and Mozambique, respectively, which brought destructive flooding, while Zambia, Malawi, and Zimbabwe have declared devastating droughts, leaving millions without food. This follows news from West Africa that extreme heat in February meant yet another shortage of cocoa on the global market and a further price hike for the commodity. Meanwhile, a landmark new study published this week has found that over the past decade, Africa has for the first time emitted more carbon into the atmosphere than it has stored. Somalia decided to send the Ethiopian ambassador home this week, the latest sign that relations between the two countries are dire. The crisis goes back to January when Addis Ababa signed a maritime deal with the breakaway region of Somaliland, angering Somalia. Analysts worry that this could raise tensions in the wider Horn region. South Africa's Speaker of Parliament resigned this week following allegations of money laundering and corruption, just 2 months short of national elections. Nosiviwe Mapisa-Kakula denies all wrongdoing, but within a day had handed herself to a police station where she was charged with 12 counts of corruption and one of money laundering. Some South Africa watchers suggest that in a crucial election year, when the ruling ANC is hemorrhaging support, she's become a bit of a political liability. And Botswana said this week it may have a special delivery for Germany, 20,000 elephants. The threat from Botswana's president followed the announcement from Germany that it was considering banning the importation of hunting trophies. Botswana has previously said elephant hunting is about conservation, not cruelty, and that any attempts to interfere amount to colonialism. That's a selection of Topcast's top stories from Africa this week. Have a look at the show notes for links to more on these stories.